3, 2, 1. We've heard a lot lately about the kind of speech it takes to be a real American. And it seems to me we can get ourselves into a lot of trouble if we start to ignore a few relevant incidents from our past when it comes to just what a real American does. Some 257 years ago, on May 29, 1765, Patrick Henry rose in the Virginia Convention and made a speech protesting the Stamp Act. He said, "Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I his Cromwell, and George III may profit by their example." When the Speaker of the Convention cried out, "Treason," Henry went on to say, "If this be treason, make the most of it." About 10 years later, Paul Revere told the Patriots, "The British are coming to get your guns. You better shoot them before they shoot us." The point here is not that violence is a good thing or that we should shoot people who disagree with us. In fact, it's just the opposite. If there is speech we disagree with, the solution to that speech is not suppression, but more speech. If there are views or positions we don't agree with, we don't need to bury our heads in the sand. We need more debate, not less. In his speech more than 2 centuries ago, Henry was protesting the Stamp Act, which was an attempt by the British government to put certain newspapers out of business, newspapers that were opposed to royal control of the colonies. Other patriots used public speech to say the same thing. The Declaration of Independence, for instance, very clearly says if people don't agree with what the government's doing, they need to overthrow the government and institute a new one. The whole point here is that free speech, while it may make us uncomfortable, is how free people, free Americans, let the government know how they're feeling and that they want some changes. It might also at this time be helpful, as we prepare to observe Memorial Day, to remember another statement by Patrick Henry, "Give me liberty or give me death." I'm Larry Burris.